Lists A and B that we have just seen will in turn be divided into subsections, depending on the different level of enablement of each digital manager. The subsections we now see in detail are identical for both List A and List B members. As you can see in the slide, we have used the term license as an entitlement that the various individuals acquire depending on the training they have done. It is an easy term to understand when compared to the driver's license we are all familiar with. Section 1, Qualified for Family Activities. The digital manager of this section will be qualified to operate on blockchain on behalf of private subjects in possession of license A and/or M. We remind you that the holders of license A will be able to use the digital guarantee instrument also towards banks and financial companies, while the holders of license M will be able to use it exclusively with other private subjects and members of the NDE registers. Section 2, Qualified for Self-Employed Activities. These are the first figures with VAT number, self-employed workers, freelancers, artisans, holders of license B, Section 3, authorized for activities SRL, SNC and similar. The digital manager of this section can provide its services to different types of small and medium-sized companies, with license C, Section 4, authorized for activities SPA, as the name says. In this category only services aimed at joint stock companies, in possession of. License D, Section 5, qualified for holding activities. The last section is aimed at groups of companies configured as parent companies, also called holding companies, which have obtained license E.